It looks like the Boeing 737 MAX could actually be flying by year's end, but there's a lot of questions about, you know, whether and how it was certified, or how it will be certified by the FAA. Interesting story. Sean Courtney is a Bloomberg government transportation reporter for Bloomberg. She joins us here. Sean, give us a sense of kind of what's going on here. The plane we're hearing is going to be certified, but there's some questions, aren't there?
There are, yeah. So there are a couple different task force that have been appointed by the FAA and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. And basically, there's one that's looking at recertifying the MAX, getting it back up in the air, making sure that it's safe to fly again. And then there's several others that are looking at how did it get approved in the first place. And my story is about the fact that basically they're pushing forward on getting the plane in the air, and then they're going to take a look at how this happened in the first place. And there's some people in Congress who are a little worried about that's the way that they're prioritizing this.
Isn't that generally how it's been in the past? I mean, the FAA is the final arbiter of whether things are ready to go. And so why are we questioning the FAA's view here?
Well, there's some concern that maybe the FAA is a little too cozy with the manufacturers. That was kind of the key word in Congress when we had these executives and FAA officials on the Hill shortly after the March crash and the grounding of the plane, where you had lawmakers on both sides of the aisle saying, you know, is the FAA too dependent on the manufacturers to get the certification? A lot of times these manufacturers can pay their own employees to be designated certifiers of the FAA. And so that's why there's some questioning about how trustworthy the FAA is.
I'm reading the headlines. I'm reading tweets, Sean, where American Airlines, I think, is going to have their executives fly the plane to prove to people this isn't the Wright brothers down at Kitty Hawk. How do you propose, how does Bloomberg government and, you know, your work at the Washington Post for years, how do you propose we're going to gain trust in this piece of aluminum?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to take some time, and I also think it's going to take transparency. And so that's one of the concerns is how transparent is this process actually going to be? You know, can people feel comfortable that they completely understand the justification?
Do you see that process now?
I'm sorry?
Do you see that process now that the government, Boeing, everybody's in line to provide transparency?
Yes and no. There are some concerns, especially within Congress, that they're not being sufficiently transparent. I know the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, led by Peter DeFazio, was pretty frustrated with the FAA that they weren't getting, and Boeing, that they weren't getting documentation to explain, you know, what happened, what went wrong. And I think that they're really, the agency and the company are starting to realize that they have to be very forthcoming and that's the way to win trust, basically. Prove it, you know.
So, Sean, this is kind of perplexing to a lot of outsiders. You know, when this first happened, we were told this is going to be a relatively short fix, maybe a piece of hard software, maybe a little bit of training. Here we are multiple months into the process, and now we're talking about year end. What went wrong?
Well, you know, it's taken them longer to be able to put together their fixes for this MCAS system. And part of it is that they sent a draft to the FAA, and I reported this last week with my Bloomberg colleague, Alan Levin, that they sent a draft and the FAA was basically like, yeah, you're going to have to make some changes to this before we can possibly approve it. And so Boeing had to go back and start making changes on that. And so it's an iterative process, and the FAA is trying to make sure that they are 100% confident in the plane's ability to fly, and so they're taking their time.
So is there a sense that December date for getting this thing in the air is at risk?
At this point, it's really hard to tell. I have a sense that everybody wants to get these planes back in the air. At least everybody who's at the FAA and everybody who's at Boeing and the airlines obviously are looking to make sure that they can have as few disruptions during the holiday season. So that is the goal. You know, we haven't heard anything to suggest it's not anymore.
Okay, but Sean, if I go to Google Flights and I bring up Delta, Cincinnati to LaGuardia, 4:39 p.m. What everybody's going to do, am I wrong, is click down and see it's a Canadair RJ900 airplane? I mean, is that where we're heading, where we're going to check to be sure if it's a 737 MAX?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I mean, think about how many car recalls there are, and people don't even bother to take their car to get their airbags replaced. I think that there is a concern
okay.
in air travel. People tend
okay.
to get a little bit more concerned about air travel than driving in their car. But at some point, you know, people will say, yeah, they say it's safe. I need to get where I'm going to go, and they'll get on the plane.
Okay. Great report. Thanks, Sean Courtney, Bloomberg Government, out of American University. Thrilled to have her with us.